I've been working on some notifications today, and one of the challenges with notifications right now is there are so many different ways to do it, none of them really get the job done the way you'd want it to. And what I mean by that is we have in-page notifications, so there are plenty of libraries that style themselves after the Mac Growl framework that's no longer as significant in the Mac world because it's actually now part of the OS, and Windows always had the toaster sunrise type effect that would pop up from below. All of these things are supposed to be able to get your attention, and they can be a little bit of a nicer alternative to just showing a dialogue, you know, a modal dialogue, because the idea is that they're modeless. They let you keep on going with the interaction. What's happened is that, you know, WebKit introduced notifications a couple of years ago. So we now have the WebKit notification. It was a little bit controversial in the sense that many people wanted it to be integrated with the operating system using something like Growl or the native operating system notifications. Now, the latest version of OS X actually does that. So Mountain Lion, if you issue WebKit notifications from Safari, so I hear, it will actually launch notifications in the standard native Mountain Lion notifications area, which is exactly what the user wants, really, because the notifications is really a way of getting the user's attention. It's the one place where they consider they're willing to pay attention to those things, and they can manage their settings on those things and sort of say how, you know, how important something is and whether I want to be notified. So rather than have to manage all of these notification frameworks all over the place, they can kind of centralize there. So that's actually happening now, at least in the case of Safari. It wouldn't be at all surprised if IE did the same thing with maybe the next version of Windows, we'll see, Windows 8. But yeah, the challenge for developers is, like, you know, how do you actually do it in your web page using a library? I've been using Notty, N-O-T-Y, or do you actually try to do something like WebKit notifications, or do you do a combination of the two? Do you actually, I haven't seen any libraries out there, but I wouldn't be surprised if people start to make these libraries that would just let you do a generic notification and it will work out the right way to actually show the user. But anyway you do it, it is a useful pattern. Like I say, it's often preferable to a modal dialogue, and it may be a bit nicer in Ajaxy type interactions, in, you know, kind of the rich web app interactions, to show notifications rather than to just, you know, show some static message at the top of the page that the user might not even be able to see, depending on what sort of layout you're using and so on. But the point about notifications is that they tend to disappear after a period of time. They will, you know, they may let the user close the dialogue, and there's a whole bunch of research about the right ways to do these things. Again, that's a big challenge too, because closing the dialogue is, you know, it's something that for accessibility reasons, some users really have a problem. If you show it, how long do you show it for? You know, some users will be okay if you just show it for a couple of seconds, but even then, maybe not, because, you know, they might be in the middle of a task and they might not see it at all. Whereas other users will want to have the time to look at it in a more leisurely fashion. The problem is, it really depends on a lot of factors. And again, that's why it comes back to the ideal solution in the future will be for these things to be integrated into the operating system where the user has their settings and a robust system that they understand. But for right now, unfortunately, it is up to web developers to use a little bit of their judgment. And unfortunately, we are going to end up with inconsistent types of notifications happening. Some people will, you know, there are all these options about how many dialogues do you show at once. Do you have this whole stream of dialogues popping up the page? And yes, as I said, how long until they fade away? Do you let the user close them, or do you just close them automatically, or both? No great answers. It's just a matter of using your judgment, trying it out, testing with users, and looking at the research on what sort of guidelines people have come up with already. And there are a whole bunch of libraries out there, so check them out too. Thanks.